Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Parks and Reese, we are back. Football Friday. We'll take some more phone calls from some sensitive Eagles fans out there in the 5 o'clock hour. Top 5 at 5 coming up in a second. Jack, I felt good for you this morning, son. Anything involving the Phillies, I just think of you, not the actual team.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
What happened
this morning?
Well, I was just reading about the Phillies farm system, and I'm excited about Andrew Painter. Even though their farm system isn't great, according to ESPN, but Andrew Painter's the 10th overall prospect and the
best
top pitching
prospect in the sport, yeah.
And the best pitching prospect.
Guys who I respect think he's the best pitching prospect they've ever seen, so no pressure, kid.
Yeah, the only two that I've seen in my lifetime, and they weren't as good as Painter has been at his age in the minors, are Cole Hamels and Aaron Nola. Nola was drafted out of college. Cole Hamels was the high school pitcher, but he hasn't dominated and early. He's only 19. There's talk about him being in the rotation next year. So, he's the 10th overall prospect. So let's cross our fingers, and everything's good from that. We'll get back to your phone calls coming up in a second, but let's get to the top 5 at 5 with Jack Fritz. Hi, Jack.
Well, happy Michael Jordan Day, which I didn't know was a thing until this morning, I guess. 2-3, 2-3.
ESPN.
I mean, seriously.
I mean, my goodness.
And Mike Greenberg, I'm going to file a season assist, but he did a top 5 Jordan moments.
Oh, he did. Yeah. I know you what he did. I saw him. Yeah, you're right. Like, I saw that. Yeah.
That's a little curious.
Yeah.
Kendrick Perkins acted like it was a big deal on the basketball show, whatever they do in the afternoon. Yeah. He's like, this is supposed to be MJ's day. And we're talking about Kyrie. Like, when has it ever been, when has 2-3 ever been MJ's day?
Well, it's never been 2-3, 2-3.
I get it.
Ah.
I get it. But, I mean, we're going a little low. I didn't know about it until this morning. Anyway.
We'll wait till next year when it's 2-4, 2-4.
Yeah, that's right. We know it's me celebrating that. It's for Ken Griffey Jr., right? For the kid. So here's what I have for you today. Here are the 5 things I believe about Michael Jordan.
Uh-oh.
Number 5. I think he's the greatest winner ever, okay? Like, I know Bill Russell. I get it. Whatever. Mm-hmm. Too old for me.
No respect.
No respect. But, like, of the Jeter, Kobe, Brady, like, I think Michael Jordan is the greatest winner ever. Mm. He's not going to have the most points, not this,
right.
But, like, the greatest winner of all time. Mm. That's my fifth truth about Michael Jordan.
Mm. Okay.
I think he's there with Brady.
I was going to say, over Brady, huh?
Yeah, I mean, Brady did a lot with, I mean, and Belichick was there, and that was a great defense early on in his career.
Also, he got lucky multiple times. I mean, Malcolm Butler, he got carried to the one against the Rams.
That's a loss to the Eagles, which was unlucky.
Yeah, well, this one against the Chiefs, like they allowed 9 points to Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, and football is more of a team sport. He doesn't have – like, he literally does rely on his defense and field goal kickers to win some of these games. I look at Brady and Jordan, and I say Brady, greatest team player from that quarterback position. But from an individual standpoint, he's not even in the same class with Michael Jordan.
Right. He's the reason they're winning finals.
Yeah.
Like they
yeah, not yes. even the same class.
They couldn't
Jordan,
have won
yeah.
the finals if he played like Brady did in a couple of these games.
Right.
So that
I don't remember the Bulls winning when Michael Jordan played bad.
Yes, correct.
Nope.
Yeah.
My fourth truth about Michael Jordan that I believe is that the finals record thing is the most overblown stat about him. I mean, he never lost
Speaking
the finals.
Of, yeah.
I get it. He also took him 8 years to make the finals. You yeah. know what I mean? Like, so yeah. he never gets crap for losing in the Eastern Conference Finals because they're going against the Pistons.
That's true.
Or like
Celtics.
It matters. I understand it matters. Mm-hmm. But like LeBron gets dragged for his finals record when he made it in his fourth year.
Yeah.
With scrubs
but,
around.
No, but no one talks about how long it took him anymore to get to the finals. Once he won, that we stopped focusing so much on that.
Yeah.
But it did take him eight years to win.
I just feel like people act like he's in the finals all the time and never lost. Like, I mean, I understand when he got there. Mm-hmm. It's impressive.
Yeah.
But there's also more losses. He was mortal at some points.
I agree. He didn't win in the 80s, but there was reasons why he didn't win in the 80s. And it wasn't because he didn't shoot or he quit on his team like LeBron did in Cleveland. He wouldn't shoot the ball against the Celtics. Like, it wasn't because of any of those things. It was because the other teams just were better than the team that he had.
Correct.
The Pistons and the Celtics.
Just like the Spurs were better than that Cavs team, and just like the Kobe team was better than...
No, we don't blame LeBron for losing to that first finals.
Yeah.
I don't hold it against
the
him.
11 finals is the one that's like against the Mavs is the
yeah yes. that's the one that gets yes. held against him. Yes,
he made up for it though with this. With
he did
against the Warriors.
He did make up for it with that one. He did.
The third truth I believe about Michael Jordan is the flu game was a total farce.
I'm like, with you on
like,
that.
Like I mean, they tried in The Last Dance to like make up some story about pizza, and they were like, yeah, we got bad pizza. There's obviously other stuff.
He was hungover. Yeah.
It was less believable after watching this.
It made it all. There's no way he was sick.
Yeah, he was hungover.
Yeah. Yeah. Michael.
Long night of
playing cards.
Bourbon
or,
and cigars and, yep. and gambling. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Michael purposely said, this is Michael Jordan. Can you please deliver a pizza? And they got him sick. Yeah, I'm sure that's how it happened.
That's not how it works. Yeah. I'm with you on that one. That's a good one.
Second truth I believe about Michael Jordan is, man, is he lucky that social media wasn't around.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, whether it's at AC late in the night or like, I mean, there's been so many stories of him like playing golf the morning of games. And to his credit, like he never showed really besides the quote unquote flu game. But still, like he got lucky there was no social media around.
No, you're right. And the one thing I will say to add to that, he didn't really handle criticism very well. Like he'd
ice you out.
Yeah. He stopped speaking to certain reporters or what have you. If you wrote something that wasn't necessarily flattering about him, you would have wrote about his gambling issues or anything of that nature. And he was overly guarded with his private life, and he tried to construct an image there that wasn't necessarily true, as we found out later with a lot of things in his personal life. So, yeah, I'm with you. Social media is around. A lot of that stuff comes to the forefront sooner. LeBron has had to play in an era where people are actually out there looking to get you. Like, got you. I got him on camera. I got this. I got that. So he literally can't do anything or go anywhere, especially if he's trying to be discreet about it. LeBron can't go anywhere. So Michael Jordan got to move around and do his thing without people necessarily saying, got you.
Nobody said got you.
There was no TMZ around then.
No. Speaking of LeBron, just tweeted out the eye emoji with the king. So maybe he's trying to get Kyrie.
Oh, there's no doubt he's trying to get Kyrie. Yeah. You think he wants? You think he wants to keep playing with Russ?
Come on, Russ, 7-6 man of the year kind of year out there in L.A.
Yeah.
But the number one truth I fully believe about Michael Jordan is that if him and LeBron switch eras, LeBron would be thought of as the GOAT, and he would be the greatest of all time. And I don't buy. Listen, I know it was a tougher game. But LeBron is 6'9", can run faster than everyone and dunk over everyone. Like, I think he would have survived the 80s.
Oh, yeah, he would have survived. He was just Karl Malone. So Karl Malone survived the 80s. LeBron still would have been a great player. Don't think he would have won as much because I don't think his game was developed enough to really dominate that era of basketball. He would have had to play like a true big man. He would have to play like a true big man. I'm not sure that's what he really would have wanted to do, which is bang down low.
Right.
And you got to realize they don't have real power forwards anymore. They don't have centers anymore. So playing in today's game, it's a lot easier access to the basket. The fact your three-point shot is there, I think if you switched in either era, both of them are still dominant players. There's not an era in which Michael Jordan couldn't have dominated. Just like I don't believe there's an era that LeBron wouldn't have been a great player. I don't think there's an era that LeBron could have played in that he would not have been a great player. I mean, he's Bill Russell size. Added 40 more pounds on to him. Yeah.
Yeah.
And way more athletic than Bill Russell was.
Yeah. Because they didn't have the – LeBron spends so much money on his health and eating and sports science and all that, and look how many games he's played in his career. I mean, but part of what makes him great is he's almost always available, and he plays so many games. Think about the games he's played in the play. How many times he's played in the playoffs with the games
he's
and
always
stuff.
There. Yeah, I went on record as saying I did a podcast last week. We were talking about LeBron. I said I think he's the greatest athlete I've seen. He's in that conversation.
Sure.
You're talking about Serena Williams. You're talking about Michael. You're talking about Tiger. But how many of those athletes were still playing at the level he's playing at in year 22, 21, whatever it is?
Nobody.
Like, not many of them. Tom Brady is in that class. So you got to have some good fortune. And he's had some good fortune to be able to stay healthy, but don't cheat him out of the work that he's put in to remain as one of the best players. It's not just that he's healthy. He's actually still one of the better players in the game. So, yeah, when he breaks the record next week, he officially moves into my top three.
Ooh.
Sort of breaking news.
Wow, the top three. You said five a couple days ago.
Yeah, I can't deny him anymore. But he's better than Magic and he's better than Shaq. So he'll always be behind Kobe and Mike. That won't change until I stop breathing. So as far as I'm concerned.
That's as high as he can go.
Yeah, he can't go any higher than three, yeah.
Jack, what's your top three?
It depends on the day.
Well, today's the day, buddy.
Yeah, I know.
Good top five.
Come on.
It's pretty good.
Probably Wilt one.
Stop.
Man. Bill Russell two.
Stop.
Even I don't even include them, yeah.
Well, you're anti-big man.
Like, I am kind of anti-big man.
You need a separate list for the Sens.
Yes.
Also, it's not fun to discuss. Like,
yeah. I mean, so I would actually, if I move Shaq out of my top five, then who would I put in that fifth spot? See, that's the fight between Bird, Steph.
Wow, Steph aren't that high.
Yeah, you got to. He changed the game.
Yeah.
Changed the game.
Finally got his finals MVP, which he needed.
So if I was just going with my, KD, like, and I got to put Steph ahead of KD. KD's the better player, but Steph has been the greater player, if that makes any sense. Steph has been a greater player than KD.
Yeah, he has. And KD's bounced around a little bit, and Steph is he's in the same spot where he started. And
he just proved he can win without you. So he went back down to the bottom, not necessarily bottom, but they missed the playoffs a couple years, and then he won a championship without another star next to him. Klay Thompson ain't a star no more. And neither is Jordan Poole.
No.
And neither is Andrew Wiggins. Yeah, so Steph just proved he could win without you, KD.
Something Kevin Durant hasn't done.
Man, he hadn't done it.
That's reality.
Hasn't done it. That's the reality of the situation.
Yep.
So, yeah, your boy Bron taking down Kareem next week.
Oh, I can't wait. And he's already top four in assists. I mean, what can't this guy do?
All right, Jack. So give me your 1-2.
I'll go LeBron Jordan.
Okay. I just wanted you. I just wanted the official on the record.
Yes.
Well, but my problem is I've started respecting Jordan more, like the whole winning thing.
That's okay.
Well, because, I try to fight the whole winner thing, but now that I hate, these athletes today I hate, it makes me appreciate them more, in a way. So I've started to gain more appreciation for Michael Jordan. But at the end of the day, most points in league history, best comeback in the history of the sport, top five, four in assists.
It's a shame, Jack, because if he didn't miss the playoffs last year, I think you can make the argument. You can't make the argument now.
Well, if he hadn't, if he didn't bounce around.
Yeah, it's that.
It matters. Like, that stuff matters. Like, dude, you just can't manipulate the system and
pick
put
where
teams
you want to go
together. Yeah, that has to. It doesn't take away from him as an individual, but when you're comparing it to other greatness, I can't. Those are what you call them? Check marks against him. They just started check marks against him.
Yeah. It's just like, again, if Jordan hadn't got Pippen, I don't know if he would have stayed there forever. If Kobe,
but we don't know. We don't know. We don't know. Shaq left. That actually increased Kobe's greatness because he won without Shaq.
Yep. Yeah. But he also did one out, and then they forced him to get Powell.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, give me some help so I can go win.
The Cavs never got him help. I mean, like, what is he supposed to do? Is it waste his career there?
I'm not listening to argue, and I'm just giving you my reasons as to why I have him where I have him at. I don't want to bash
him. I'm proud he's in your top three.
Can I get a little credit for that?
But you also ripped him on Twitter today. So, like, you know, that's
it. Well, he deserves it.
I wonder if he's in Howard's top five yet. You think he's in Howard's top five?
No.
No, I don't think he is.
Because
Howard will put big men in his top five. Yeah.
Right. And he would put Bird ahead of him.
Yes.
And he would put guys that clearly don't deserve to be ahead of him.
No. Larry Bird did win three straight MVPs.
And Adrian Dantley was a pretty good player.
Same player, yeah.
But one more thing on LeBron. Yes. His antics after being fouled in the Celtics game was...
That's another... Yeah, that almost got him out of the top five.
Like, come on, dude.
Oh, so hold on. So everyone rips modern athletes that don't care enough about regular season. This guy wants to win so bad that he's on the ground crying about it in a regular season game and he gets ripped for it. It's just very interesting how things change, you know?
I've never seen anybody flop around like that and be that mad.
He got hacked on the arm.
He got fouled. It's not the first person to miss a foul call.
Yeah.
Jesus.
This guy wants to win.
And like, it wasn't just his reaction and then the whine afterwards, because he was fouled. We all saw it.
Yeah.
But then the Players Association has to come out and make a big deal about it.
Right.
Then the league comes out. They got to make a big deal about it. It becomes this huge story. Yo, Bron, you got fouled. A regular season game. It doesn't matter. It's because of the Celtics and it was on national TV. And you're mad as hell.
It's a very millennial mindset of you.
It was because it was on national TV.
It was
because
it was on national TV.
He over-dramatized that. Come on, man.
Everybody saw it. I couldn't believe he was acting like that.
I didn't see him react that way when he lost in the finals.
He wasn't even mad. He was like, it was like he was like, I mean, like someone died on the court or something, the way he was acting.
Rolling around.
Yeah, what was he doing? I just couldn't believe it. I literally couldn't believe it. I'm like, I can't believe he's doing this. LeBron.
Well, there's our LeBron hate for the day.
Yes.
Are you going to shed a tear when he passes Kareem next week, John, or what?
Am I?
Yeah, you're going to be like, oh, you know, I truly appreciate this greatness.
I hope he does it on a skyhook.
Check this take out. I'll be happy when he passes that fraud Kareem Abdul-Jabbar with that trick shot. Yeah, we need a real scorer up there that could actually lead the league in NBA scoring. It makes no sense that Kareem with a trick shot led the league in scoring all these years.
I will say, LeBron's never even been about scoring. That's how great he is.
I'm tired of hearing that.
No, he doesn't.
Sure.
He looks to make the right basketball decision.
Right.
Yep.
He doesn't shoot a lot.
No, he doesn't.
He's not even an offensive player. And he's about to lead the entire league's history in scoring.
It's called longevity.
I know.
Imagine if he wanted to be a scorer, how many points?
Why isn't Karl Malone in the top 10? He's number two in scoring.
Because he's a loser. I mean, he lost all the time.
No, because he had to play Jordan every time is the answer. Guided through the window.
He also choked in a lot of those games, didn't he?
Mailman doesn't deliver on Sunday.
He does not.
That's got to hurt.
I remember that. Yep.
Well, so by the way, who was their third best player on their team?
Yeah.
Hornacek? or Ostertag? Like, come on, man.
Come on. Greggy back in the day.
Who was the guy Jordan shoved out of the way?
Byron Nelson. I mean, yeah, Byron Nelson. Byron Russell,
the 50s golfer.
Jordan just shimmied him and said, get out of here.
By the way, LeBron's the starting five of LeBron's first title team in 07. LeBron, Daniel Gibson, Drew Gordon, Ilgauskas, and some guy named Sasha Pavlovic.
Oh, Pavlovic was pretty good.
And don't sleep on Ilgauskas. He was an all-star player.
Hey, man, his number's retired in Cleveland.
Yep, all-star
what a
player.
What a franchise. With Anderson Varejão on the and Eric Snow. Cooked Eric Snow coming off
the
bench.
Come on, man.
He was an important veteran on that team, Mike.
Exactly.
He was
man.
A starter. He wasn't a he started for a lot of years on that team.
Come on,
which
man.
Is saying a lot.
Sleep on East Snow, man.
He's got that he's
Did you
got
say
that
sleeping?
One covered.
I didn't even mean to say that.
Sleeping?
Don't sleep on him, man.
Got his big winter sale through the month of February, 40% off all windows and doors. Call them today, Guida Door and Window, 877-GO-GUIDA, or visit goguida.com. We have time for Herb. Jack.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Herb, how you doing, buddy? What's going on?
Yeah, boy.
I love when the turn signal's on in the background.
What's going on Friday today, Mr. Johnny?
What's up? But we tried to get to you yesterday. It sounded like you were yelling in the background.
No, I wasn't yelling. I had people calling me, or, you know, What do you think I've been doing the last 2 days? Running around picking up T-shirts, this, that, whatever they want. I just came from King of Prussia.
For who?
For my cousin, for the nurses to take care of my.
So are you delivering for your girlfriend, you're saying?
No, not the girlfriend. For my cousin, I'm delivering for her.
Oh. Did you switch lanes yet, man? You turned that signal off.
It's probably sitting in a left-hand turning lane.
No, you hear that, don't you? You got good ears, right?
Yes, last time we talked to you, you turned
the signal. Everyone in the Delaware Valley can hear it.
Listen, I'm in at Park Casino right now.
Oh.
Right behind the taxi.
Doing what?
So I'm waiting for my 6 o'clock pickup.
Oh,
he's picking people up on
that's the casino. Older. That's gotcha. The older lady, right?
Gotcha. The older lady is 70, right?
Mm.
But she got a little hop, skip in her jump when she walks. You know?
Yeah.
You watching, huh?
Now, do you drop her off at her door? Or do you go inside for some coffee or something?
You know what I'm going to do for you, Johnny? She'll let me take a picture of her. I'll show it to you one time.
All right.
All right. You'll be surprised.
No, I wouldn't be surprised. I know you're the ladies' man, Herb.
70.
No, I'm just trying to figure out if
she's 70.
Is this a professional relationship?
What are you going to do down there in the Sunshine State, Arizona, huh? What are you going to do?
That's Florida, Herb. But I know what you're saying. What are we going to do? We're working. We're good. Yeah, we'll be on Radio Row.
I know Radio Row. I've seen the activity, you know.
All right. Well, that's what we'll be doing. There's not time for golf or anything like that because we're on 12 o'clock, our normal time. What do you mean?
Are you going to be on your normal time?
Yes, man.
Do you know what time we're on?
But what I'm saying to you is, so you'll be on with the radio, but how about when I'm watching NFL Network, they have Radio Row, too. They run. They interviewed.
We'll be on the whenever you're watching NFL Network. We'll be when we're on the radio. There's no right
six, man.
Right, it's the same. They're not in a different country or anything.
Yeah, I know that.
All right,
I'm just saying.
Yeah, we'll be there. So, do you want Ike to run behind where NFL Network's broadcasting and
like, yeah,
Herb.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we got that.
Rios, if you want to come down, you said next Friday at Chickie and Pete's, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, I'll do some dancing. He can do the singing.
Oh, okay.
Like a group.
So you guys can do a combined duo pep rally.
Temptations, Four Tops,
No, that's not pep rally music.
And that's not what Rios is looking to do. He's looking for violence.
A lot of girls come down there, you know?
All right.
There we go.
All right, Herb. All right, buddy. Well, listen, so take care.
You have a nice flight.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
My boy just bought 2 tickets for $10,000 yesterday.
$10,000, huh?
Sitting upstairs too. Yeah.
That's not a bad price. I saw online it was $11,558 for a pair of tickets.
But guess what?
Well, you know.
Come Sunday morning, their prices are all coming down.
So is that
anybody that didn't sell their tickets?
They're gonna have to get rid of them. Yep.
So is that the smart play? Is to wait and then
wait? Yeah, if you got to get extra tickets, you got to wait.
All right.
I can tell you a story.
No.
When I was with the Eagles in Jacksonville, and I was running the bus for the travel guy. Okay.
Right. No wonder they lost.
And I had to go back and forth with that bus.
All right,
Saturday.
Herb.
Saturday night, then we had to go get more tickets. People were so, because some of the people didn't get their tickets Saturday night, and the bus had to go back Sunday morning early.
And get them on Sunday.
All
right, Herb, we're up against it. Thank you, though.
Way past it.
Appreciate it. 215-592-9494. It's Marks and Reese. So next Friday, we will be at Chickies and Pete's in South Philadelphia for a big game pep rally.
Mm-hmm.
And you just heard it. Herb will be down there entertaining, dancing. And we're going to hope Rios is going to be able to make it down and they can do a.
I love violence and I promote it.
Yep.
I wonder if we can play the music over the system.
Might be able to.
Play Rios song over the system at Chickies and Pete's.
Let's do it.
Get everybody fired up.
Let's do it. It's Marks and Reese coming back. Rap Sheet. Gave an update on Jonathan Gannon and Shane Steichen and where they could be headed.
Ah!
That's coming up next. Text line as well, your phone calls, Marks and Reese.
Hey, this year, the only app you need at your Super Bowl party is FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. Download FanDuel now and use promo code Ike so you can bet the Super Bowl 57 with a no-sweat first bet. Now, you'll get up to $3,000 back in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. FanDuel lets you bet on everything from the money line to point spreads to who will score a touchdown. Speaking of, how about these for some anytime touchdowns in this game? Forget about the same game, parlay. I'll give you a few anytime touchdown scores. Let's start off with the Eagles side. Obviously, the quarterback, Jalen Hurts, that's a good bet for anytime touchdown. Then let's go with Miles Sanders for anytime touchdown. And then, for good measure, you know Kansas City's probably going to score, so I think a Travis Kelce anytime touchdown is a good bet as well. Now, you can find all of this on an app that's top-rated. That's a sportsbook app that's safe, secure, and super easy to use. Best of all, you can get paid your winnings instantly. That's why I really like the FanDuel app. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP. So join FanDuel today with promo code Ike to claim your no-sweat first bet on Super Bowl 57 and make every moment more with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
There is a potential that they hire a coach at some point before the Super Bowl week starts, maybe Friday, maybe Saturday. There is also the possibility that they say, you know what, because we're only 8 days away from the Super Bowl ending, because we've gone all this time, let's just wait. And if they decide to just wait, the two candidates they would likely take a look at would be Shane Steichen, the Eagles offensive coordinator, very well respected, and then Jonathan Gannon, the defensive coordinator. My understanding was Gannon was someone they wanted to talk to if the Eagles had lost. Obviously, they did not. But if they wait, that is where the direction that they would likely be heading.
Well, that was Ian Rappaport, NFL Network.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes a lot of sense. You have two open jobs. What are they waiting for, unless it's a coach that is involved in the Super Bowl? Yeah. And the two guys that, I mean, Eric Bieniemy, I guess, could be.
If they wanted to hire EB, he would have been hired
Yeah.
I mean, I would think.
You would think, unless they would.
As a matter of fact, did I see somewhere somebody wanted him as his as
offensive
their
coordinator?
OC? Yeah.
I think he's going to leave and.
Probably has to get out from under Andy's shadow.
Because I think, was it Baltimore? There were a couple of teams that didn't have offensive head coaches.
I think it was Baltimore that was thinking about Bienemy. So I think that's what I read.
So there's a couple spots where he would call the plays. They didn't have an offensive head coach.
Right.
And that
right.
is a step up.
Yes. And that's really what he should look at doing.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed. But so the most logical thing would be that Shane Steichen or Gannon's going to – at least one of these guys is going to get a head coaching job. Now, if they don't win the Super Bowl, maybe that changes things a little bit.
I don't think it does.
Probably not.
I think they really are waiting to talk to one of them.
Yeah.
I mean, if they were sold on somebody, they would just hire them. They're still waiting to be wowed. They obviously haven't been wowed by any of the other candidates. I would think it's Arizona, so you just don't know. I mean, we talked about this yesterday. I mean, it's Kyler Murray. Your number one job should be to try to get Kyler Murray fixed. Or, I mean, if they say, listen, we need someone who can change the culture here or what have you, and maybe you can bring in an offensive coordinator. I mean, I would be looking at Shane Steichen just based off of what Jalen Hurts has done this year,
yeah,
how he's improved, the offense that they put around Jalen Hurts from last year to this year. I guess that's where I would want to look at. I wouldn't be looking at a defensive guy. I wouldn't be.
Right. Yeah, I mean, so the Cardinals GM came in and was kind of very stern with the egos need to be checked at the door, right? Like, this is, we're building, like you were talking about with the overall kind of, this is the standard of the team and the culture of the team. The coach has to actually set that. So, you hire a defensive coach that's a first-time coach. The veteran guys, like the guys that already had head coaching jobs seem to have already went back to their spots, right? Unless you're doing a Vance Joseph or something like that. Shane Steichen's the only one that makes sense to me in Arizona. Right? Like, you bring in
that's
an office.
Saying, yeah.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it only – there has to be something going on that. So I think you're going to see one of the two coaches go. Just a matter of who and where.
Yeah. And then you still got the Indianapolis job that's open.
Yes, and that also could be –
I mean, if he really wanted to hire Jeff Saturday, he's had 40 interviews he could have had with him. He hired him during the season. You mean to tell me you didn't talk to Jeff Saturday all year? You've had two interviews with Jeff Saturday. How much more do you need to be convinced that Jeff Saturday is your coach moving forward? The Colts are obviously looking for somewhere else, or they're going to go back to Jeff Saturday.
Yeah, that could be a desperate fallback position.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt that's what it is. That's all it could be.
Yep. Nick Sirianni was hired January 24th, just to put this in context.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, February whatever right
about
here.
About a week ago. Yeah.
So it's February 3rd, and they're going to be waiting at least another 10 days.
Yeah, and Arizona's in no rush.
Right.
I mean, they want to get the right guy, and if they're looking at this situation and they like what they see, it's certainly easier to sell Shane Steichen or Jonathan Gannon as your new head coach off the world champion Philadelphia Eagles.
Yep. Yeah, if you're a fan base, you're excited.
And Whatchamacallit got hired after blowing a 28-3 lead because they wanted him.
You're right, Kyle Shanahan. Yep.
Like, they wanted him.
Yep. You're right. All right, let's go to Bruce in D.C. What's up, Brucey? How are you? Oh, no. Jeff in Wilmington. Jeffrey, how are you?
Yo, guys, what's going on?
What's up, Jeff?
What's going on?
It is definitely a Friday. Jeez.
What happened?
Well, got Herb, got my brother, got a whole bunch of dudes.
Hold on, who's your brother?
Jerry.
Oh,
the truck driver?
Right.
I can confirm he's definitely home.
He must have been drinking that Ike juice. Okay.
He's all into that.
Okay.
I'm not home yet. I'm getting fuel. But anyway, I'm a little bit worried. Not worried. I'm a little bit concerned about the our defense going up against Mahomes. I mean, it's Patrick Mahomes, you know?
And Andy Reid, by the way.
And Andy Reid. But here's the thing. Now, I'm asking this because I'm not really sure of who they played this year, like the defenses. But have they played a defense as good as the Eagles' defense?
No.
So that gives me a little bit more.
I mean, they played the 49ers defense. They did, but they put up 44 on them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, yeah. That's what I'm saying. I mean, it's not cut and dried that they're just going to go in there and we're going to throw up 35 and keep them under 20. I mean, I don't see that happening. I think it's going to be a one-score game. I think we're going to win, but, you know, keeping them under 25 points or 24 points is going to be tough, real tough.
Yeah, but that and Jeff, thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, so they're two playoff games so far, 27 and 23 points in their wins. So they have played in the 20s here. The toughest defenses they faced in the regular season, they lost to Cincinnati. And they scored 24 points in that one. And then, like you had said before, they put up some numbers on San Francisco. But
if I remember correctly, I think a lot of the Niners were hurt in that game.
I think it was during that time, yeah.
When they had the 10 however many starters down or whatever.
That's when they lost to the Falcons.
Falcons, yeah.
Yeah, that would make sense. Mm-hmm. Go to Sean in Westchester. Hi, Sean.
Guys, how you doing? Happy Friday.
Yeah, you too, man. What's up,
Sean?
Just going off the whole schedule thing, I don't know why anybody would care what anyone says about difficulty of schedule. I mean, the schedule is the schedule. I mean, you look at 2017 when the Eagles ran off 9 straight games in the middle of the season. That was the narrative then. Oh, the division's terrible. You got 2 games against the Cowboys, 2 games against the Giants, 2 games against Washington. They beat the C.J. Beathard 49ers, the Bears. Then in the playoffs, you beat Atlanta, but then you were up against Case Keenum and a good defense. So everyone was still saying, oh, you had an easy road. Then they beat the Patriots, and everybody shut up. So this year's team, you beat Kansas City, everyone will have to shut up. And also, the AFC West was supposed to be a bloodbath this year, and it wasn't. The Broncos were terrible, the Raiders were terrible, and the Chargers just can't beat the Chiefs, no matter what they do. So, I mean, I just don't know why anybody would get upset when someone says, oh, the Eagles had an easy schedule. Who cares? You know? I mean, there's whatever their record is, 16-3, so you can only play who's in front of you.
That's a very good point there, Sean. I can't even add anything to that. No, you're absolutely right. I don't know why I would rankle people. I think it comes off as you don't believe the team is as good as it is. And that's not what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying. But when you get into the weeds of breaking down the teams and discussing them for 2 weeks when you don't have a game, these are the type of discussions that will come up. And he's absolutely right. The Eagles played a last-place schedule in 2017, I believe, or a third-place schedule in 2017. And they had their fair share of easy wins, and that narrative was out there. And until they went out and beat a good team, that narrative stayed out there. And the same thing is going to happen with this. Because you know what people will say if the Eagles don't beat the Chiefs? They'll say, well, they hadn't played anybody all year.
Easy schedule.
This is the first real quarterback they faced all year. Like, that's what people will say if they don't beat the Chiefs. But if they beat the Chiefs, then there's nothing else to talk about. You beat them.
That's it.
That's it. I mean, it's really not that complicated.
It is not.
It's like, we had to go beat the Patriots. Like, okay, they beat the Patriots, so you got nothing else to say.
And if they would have lost to the Patriots, we would have been other things to say.
Well, and the fact that the way the game that Brady had, if Foles couldn't match that, then that narrative with Jim Schwartz's defense would have been there about playing against a quality quarterback. Like,
well, so what? I mean, they did get torched that game, didn't they?
No, they did. I'm just saying it, but people overlook it because they won the game.
People were saying the same thing about O.G. Wade was saying the same thing about the opponents that they were beating that year.
Yes.
They were bad. The one playoff team, no playoff teams, under 500 or whatever. And by the way, like, it was
– it was right. It was true.
It was true. Yeah. It was. It didn't matter in the end.
Nope. Just like this one won't.
Damn right, Ike. Damn right. Let's get to the Marks and Reese text line. Brought to you by the Philly Pretzel Factory, a proud partner of the Philadelphia Eagles. Call your local store or order online, phillypretzelfactory.com, where better gets made. Let's do a check.
Text line.
First, I had to educate that old man in mornings. I guess this show is next. Assistant Coach of the Year, Jonathan Gannon.
Woo!
Nick at the NovaCare.
Assistant Coach of the Year, Jonathan Gannon. Yes!
There you go. Well, listen.
Well, we know Coach loves Jonathan Gannon.
He does. Yeah.
Yes, that's been established.
That's his guy. That's his guy.
Well, listen, you know, this isn't anything but just kind of looking at the big picture and saying, like, yeah, it's a concern. It's a concern. They haven't had really tough quarterbacks. They haven't had elite quarterbacks on the schedule. Dak Prescott roasted them. And last year, they did not fare well against the good quarterback. So it's a worry. What's next?
There's too many hyphens on this Chiefs offense to really be afraid of them. Hyphens are soft. Elliot in South Philly.
I'm high.
Mm. Too many hyphens, Jack?
We got Valdez Scantling. You got Juju Smith-Schuster. It's a lot of hyphens.
Well, a lot of hyphens.
Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
Oh, my God.
It's getting worse for the Chiefs. Hard to see them winning now, frankly.
It's a lot of hyphens.
Isn't Clyde Edwards-Helaire, like, awful? I mean, like,
well,
Pacheco is taking over him now.
Yeah. I don't think he can stay healthy, Edwards-Helaire.
Yeah, South Jersey kid.
Again.
Mm. Also, if Pacheco's really from here, he tanks the game, obviously.
Yes. Yes.
Violent,
I believe.
Where is he from?
Violent.
And they went to Rutgers.
I know he went to Rutgers. He's from Violent. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So he's an Eagle fan, Jack.
Well.
Yeah, he is.
Yes.
They did a story on him. I mean, he was. Oh, they did a story on him talking about how he grew up being an Eagles fan and everything.
It's a deep breath. It's a, you know.
No, he was.
Huge
yes.
weight off my
yes.
shoulders.
And his, I believe it was his high school coach. That was, or maybe it was his dad. I think it was his high school coach that was saying, yeah, he was an Eagles fan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does it? Should we start pulling some trivia out there?
Chiefs fan right
no,
now.
No, I know, but if you
does
grew
he
up an
celebrate
Eagles fan.
After he loses the game, Jack, does he celebrate because the Eagles won?
Is he in the Eagles locker room? Yeah. I don't think so.
I don't think so.
But does he know, like, the 4th and 26 game was in 03 instead of 05 on, like, Kenny Pickett?
Ah. Okay,
that's a lot of details,
you
man.
Smelt that fraudulent that
didn't pass my smell test. Well, especially because he's like 30. It's like he was like at least a teenager for that.
He
game.
Was not a teenager for
he
it.
He was old enough to remember.
He was 6 or 7.
Yeah.
All right. What's next?
Must have killed your producer to say I'm one of the best players from Philly. Wilt from heaven.
Except
gotta
he
hand
was,
it to him.
Yeah. Except he was tongue in cheek saying mm-hmm. it. Yeah, been a lot of great Philadelphia basketball players. Yes. All right, what's next?
Well, looks like KD might want out now. Tyrese in San Antonio.
Is that what they are? They playing the Spurs today?
Yeah, 8 o'clock tip.
God.
Come on, man. Brett Brown's on their bench.
I cannot watch the Spurs, bro. No
Why?
Way. Because hey, who the hell am I watching?
Oh, Keldon Johnson, Dougie McBuckets.
Exactly, yes.
Is that where Dougie McBuckets plays?
Yeah, he's right. On the Spurs. Jakupoidl?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, is this a Brett Brown?
A true Greg Popovich team.
Trey Jones?
Is this a Brett Brown revenge game?
Could be. Needs to be extra fire.
Yeah. Did the Spurs come here yet?
I don't think so.
Did we give Brett a tribute video? No,
we would have made that into a story.
Right? Yeah.
He deserves one.
He does Brett. Deserve one.
Yeah.
He does?
Absolutely, yes.
What did he do?
Yes, absolutely.
He held the thing together when it could have crumbled apart multiple times. He created a winning culture.
I remember Brett Brown's time here very fondly. I like Brett a lot. Okay. I think they did play here. Yeah, back in October.
Oh, they got that was the night of game.
They lost 114-105.
Yeah, that was the night the Phillies had a World Series game. We were at Battle's Wedding.
Speaking of, is that the same night? No wonder I don't remember.
Yeah, World Series game.
Oh, there's a lot going on that day.
McBuckets was a plus 19 in the game, 4 or 5 from three.
Mm.
There you go. All right, what's next?
Maybe if you didn't choke away a Super Bowl, I would have remained a fan.
These pretenders over here called the Philadelphia Pigeons.
Rashid heading to Arizona.
Na, 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 na. Text line.
We need family members to get on him about this. But I'm imagining they already knew this, though.
Yeah, we got a couple calls back here. Like, he's always been a Chiefs fan.
Well, I figured that. Probably just wasn't a out in the open Chiefs fan until.
Maybe he was like Howard, like, just didn't like Buddy Ryan.
It probably could.
Well, in the 90s, I'm imagining there were a few reasons not to be an Eagles fan.
Yeah, but in the early 90s, in his formative years, I mean, Reggie, Jerome, that defense.
Well, I was going to say, is it when Reggie left? Yeah, because hold on, Rashid is old enough.
He's 48.
Yeah, he's seen a lot of these players already, so he would have been old enough to already have established his Eagles fandom by 92, 93.
He's 48, so 1980 would have been what? I mean, like at least they were in the Super Bowl.
He would have been 8.
Yeah, he would have been like 8 years old.
Yeah.
It's right around. That's right on time.
Oh, yeah, the 80s to get through. They weren't terrible. Mike Quick, Reggie White. Jaws.
So he brought up about the Chiefs. He brought up Joe Montana. How that was Joe Montana going to the Chiefs was a big
cooked.
Moment.
Ah,
he wasn't cooked. They still made the playoffs.
He got to the AFC Championship game.
Yeah,
they lost to Buffalo.
He was just on his last leg at 30. I think he was 37, 39 at the time.
Yeah,
but I saw in some things that he's talked about, at least in the past or recently, that's one of the moments that he brought up from when he was a kid. He's a teenager then, though.
So. It feels like he may have been a 49ers fan and followed Joe Montana to Kansas City.
Now, that would make sense timeline-wise.
The Niners ruled the 80s. Everybody was a Joe Montana fan, right? If you didn't like your team, you know, I hated the 49ers for obvious reasons, the two Super Bowl losses I experienced in the 80s. But Montana was the guy.
Yep.
Right? Like, he was the top quarterback in the league. So when he went to Kansas City, I would imagine
it'd be easy to
some Montana fans probably say, you know what? I'm going to go root for the Chiefs.
Yep. And that was 93?
Somewhere around there. Yeah.
And she would have been in high school, and that's when you could have,
No, okay. We cracked the code.
Still fried.
But I still remember seeing him at the Eagles games is the point. He didn't have no damn Chiefs gear on.
You know why? Chiefs weren't good.
Right.
And you guys were.
Well, he's pandering, too.
Maybe
he's smart enough to know not to come to the Eagles game.
Well, maybe the Eagles are his NFC team, Mike.
But that's what I was saying.
But even Mike Scott, you know, when he went to the Eagles game, he's wearing a Washington jersey.
How'd that work out for him?
That was still one of the craziest things I ever seen in my life, man. It's him throwing punches.
Mike Scott fighting an Eagle in the parking lot.
Yeah, that's
what Joey Bosa is about.
That was mind-boggling to see that with Mike Scott.
No, everything
was
fine with
that.
That
was almost as bad as MB throwing somebody through one of those RVs out there.
Yeah, and that was like, it's just a joke.
Yeah, that got no one talked about it. That got covered up. I think the video got scrubbed. Right, and it's like it never happened.
Someone threw somebody through an RV.
What the hell was that? All right. We can do one more here. Mike, you got to make it quick. Mike in Myrtle Beach. Hello, go ahead.
How you doing?
Hi, Mike.
What's up, Mike?
I've been on so long, I've seen the sun go down and the moon come up over the ocean.
Well, it's nice to talk to you.
But what do you got? I think, you know, Cincinnati really never got to Mahomes. And I think the Eagle defense with the pass rush will get them and put a little hurting on him, and he'll be doing the one step again.
Mm. Oh, put a hurting on him. You know what? If they get to him, then they will win the game. If they can get pressure and sacks on Pat Mahomes, it obviously increases their chances of winning the game. Twitter questions today are brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. If you're getting engaged, visit the home team. That's Mark's Jewelers for the best selection of diamond engagement rings to fit every budget. Online, marks-jewelers.com. Jack, who do you have in the Pro Bowl? Do you have any one-game parlays or anything like that?
Absolutely not.
Can you bet on it?
You can 100% bet
probably,
on it.
Yeah.
I don't know what you would bet on.
Yeah, you would bet on it, yeah.
Aren't Peyton and Eli the coaches of it?
Yeah. That was painful last night to watch.
Just get rid of it.
Skills competition. Although I did watch it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I did too. And it wasn't entertaining and it wasn't good. Mm-mm. But I still watched it. I don't see a line here, at least on
I would hope not. It's flag football.
Yeah.
I mean, can't even set a line.
But that's what I'm saying. I don't know. Coming up next, Joe Giglio, who will he'll take you through the rest of the evening. He, too, will be departing on Sunday for Arizona. Ike, the next time we speak to the good people out there will be from the city of Phoenix, the state of Arizona, Radio Row for Super Bowl 57. How about that?
Sounds good to me.
All right, talk to everybody next week. Have a good weekend. See ya.
Fly, Eagles, fly on the road to victory. Fight, Eagles, fight. Score a touchdown, 1, 2, 3. Hit them high, hit them low, and watch those Eagles fly. Fly, Eagles, fly, on the road to victory. A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.